good morning. It's a Wednesday morning with our political observer, Alan Short. Alan wasn't able to be here for the Preet Bharara conversation, but use the WAMC app, listened. Wow, what a great interview. Kudos to you, to WAMC, to all the hardworking and Pickus and others who arranged all this, got it together.
You're right. The staff worked like crazy, turned what should have been a year planning process into a couple of days. Everybody did their part. Preet Bharara, turns out, is not only a very forceful man, obviously having convicted both Sheldon Silver and Dean Skelos, but he is also a funny guy. And I really liked that about him. So we had a wonderful time here. He was a terrific interview, and we were very grateful, all of us in public radio, that he chose us.
Some of that humor came around Bruce Springsteen, the phrase born to run, and his future ambitions.
He said he wasn't born to run. but, of course, he's a great Springsteen fan. And if you look into Preet Bharara's history, he gave a talk to the Asian Society at one point. It is like the United Nations. His parents came from different cultures, and he's got part everything in him. And he's an amazing human being.
From there to the New Hampshire primaries, Alan, where it was Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders who harnessed, as the Times put it, working class fury yesterday. 20 points over Hillary Clinton for Sanders, double, I guess, for Trump.
Well, you know, both Trump and Sanders have been amazing people. A lot of people thought that Trump was a turkey in the beginning, and he's running away with it right now. So I think Trump has a fair amount of clear sailing. Bernie Sanders, of course, was also written off by many people. He was a Democratic socialist. He couldn't do well. Okay, he'll do well in New Hampshire, which is near Vermont, where he's the senator. But when he gets down south, he won't do well, is what they are mouthing. Really? Well, I'm going to tell you something. His message is pretty simple. The rich are getting richer. The poor are getting poorer. The middle class is getting poorer. College should be free. There should be health care for all. And now we get down to what a Democrat is all about. So when you get down to South Carolina and places like that, let me tell you something. These people aren't stupid. They know the difference between people who say that they're progressives but aren't and people who say, okay, this is the message. We have to do this. Listen, I've interviewed Bernie Sanders maybe 100 times on the congressional corner here on WAMC over the years, and I know him to be an honest broker. He may not win, but what is interesting is that Michael Bloomberg is now saying if Sanders becomes the apparent victor, he'll get in with his billions of dollars to run, perhaps to save capitalism. But the fact of the matter is that if he does run, the vote will be split three ways. It'll go into the House of Representatives, where the Republicans control things, and you'll get a Republican president. That should be on Bloomberg's mind. I have great respect for Bloomberg, but, you know, it's clear that he will draw a lot of Democratic votes away from Democrats, and nobody will get that majority, and it'll go to the House.
Meantime, New Jersey Republican governor and presidential candidate Chris Christie headed home to assess the campaign.
Yeah, he wasn't able to make it. You know, the other day when he really lit into Marco Rubio, and the audience was clearly with Christie, I thought that might be a transformational moment, that Christie was getting some support that he hadn't always gotten. Rubio, for his part, blew it. Instead, he kept the same old rhetoric about Hillary Clinton, which Christie, of all people, was criticizing him for, saying, ah, come on, you're just reading what your handlers gave you to read. On the other hand, he is not getting a lot of votes, and as far as I was concerned, all Rubio had to do was turn around to him and yell, bridge, 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 and bridge, which he didn't do.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, joining us. Well, get the app. It works great, and you get to listen to things when you're not actually here.
Well, I listened in Colombia, South America. I listened in Italy. It is clear as a bell. It's well worth it. You go to WMC.org, and you follow the instructions on how to get the app.
It's free.
Yep.